Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
Der erste Schritt in der langen Geschichte der australischen Radio- und Soundkunst wurde eher zufällig gesetzt. Und bereits damals war es dieser immer wiederkehrende Wunsch, sich nicht gar so isoliert zu fühlen vom Rest der westlichen Welt, der die Fantasie beflügelte. Man stelle sich einen Sportkommentator vor, der 1934 in einem australischen Radiostudio sitzt und ein Cricket-Match kommentiert, das auf genau der anderen Seite der Erdkugel, nämlich in England, stattfindet. In Ermangelung einer Kurzwellenfrequenz bleibt dem Kommentator nichts anderes übrig, als seine Informationen über das Cricket-Spiel via Überseetelegramm zu beziehen. Garantiert geräuschfrei, versteht sich. Um die Hörer also mit der entsprechenden authentischen Hintergrundatmosphäre zu beliefern, musste das Spiel Zug um Zug, Ball für Ball von einem Tontechniker im australischen Radiostudio nachgestellt werden. Und das über gut 3 Tage hinweg. Heute ist dieses mittlerweile legendäre Spektakel unter dem Namen The Synthetic Cricket bekannt. Susanne Niedermeyer begrüßt Sie zu einer weiteren Ausgabe des Kunstradios und zur ersten Folge unseres Schwerpunktprogrammes Australian Radio and Sound Art. In mehreren Sendungen wollen wir Ihnen in den nächsten Monaten bereits etablierte, aber auch noch weitgehend unbekannte australische Künstler vorstellen, die das Medium Radio in ihrer Arbeit nutzen. Beginnen wollen wir mit einem Künstler, der die australische Radio- und Soundkunstszene seit vielen Jahren entscheidend mitprägt. Mit dem international hoch anerkannten Dichter, Soundpoeten und Radiokünstler Chris Mann. Henri Chopin, Pionier in den Bereichen Soundpoesie und konkrete Poesie, gerät bei dem Namen Chris Mann in Schwärmen.
Wahrhaftigkeit, Geschwindigkeit, Stimme, Vortragskunst, Animation, scharfe Sounds, gejodelte Sounds. Vokalische Wellen, eine nach der anderen, mal in stärkeren, dann wieder in schwächeren Wallungen. Verbale Magie, in der sich die Wörter überschlagen, dann gleiten. Die Hochzeit von Bedeutung und der Wahnmusik aus dem Mund. Geschriebenes in eine Kette aus akustischen Diamanten verwandelt. Das ist die Stimme von Chris Mann.
Ein Zitat aus Concerning Chris Mann von Henri Chopin nachzulesen in der 8. Ausgabe des Australian Journal of Media and Culture aus dem Jahre 1994.
Positive. X. Now, as to getting on, has the advantage of being quiet. The bad thing is a mic. So, dictionary is a hero. Infected on with facts. Lost such a time.
Geboren 1949 in Melbourne als Sohn jüdisch-deutscher Flüchtlinge, begann Chris Mann Mitte der 60er Jahre als Autor und Komponist zu arbeiten. Von seinen Eltern wurde ihm eine solide Grundlage über das Werk Bert Brechts vermittelt. Weiters waren seine Eltern Pioniere auf dem Gebiet ethnografischer Aufzeichnungen. Chris Mann studierte von seinem 10. bis zu seinem 20. Lebensjahr Chinesisch und betrieb weiterführende Studien wie Linguistik und Sprachphilosophie. Der Schwerpunkt von Chris Manns Arbeit bewegt sich auf dem Gebiet der kompositorischen Linguistik. In seinen theoretischen Überlegungen bezieht er sich gerne auf Wittgenstein und Husserl. Mann interessiert sich für Informationstheorie, für die einzelnen Sprachsysteme verschiedener Kulturen und vor allem für die Alltagssprache. Im Speziellen für diejenigen Aspekte der gesprochenen Sprache, die sich nicht unter Begriffe der Grammatik einordnen lassen. Chris Mann in einem Interview mit dem australischen Literaturwissenschaftler Nicolas Zurbruck:
Seemannsgarn, Intonationsspiele, Springseilreime, Witze, Nonsenswörter. Ich denke, das ist die Tradition, in die ich mich einfüge. Ich denke, es ist eine Volkskultur. Ich denke nicht, dass es eine bürgerliche Kultur ist. Ich denke auch nicht, dass es eine Kunstkultur ist. Es gibt eine regelrechte Tradition dafür, besonders in Melbourne. Es ist vergleichbar mit der Rolle der Grammatiker bei der französischen und mit der Rolle des Proletkult bei der russischen Revolution.
Viele seiner Arbeiten, auch die beiden aktuellen Stücke von Chris Mann, die wir Ihnen heute vorstellen möchten, hat der australische Soundpoet speziell fürs Radio gemacht. Gerade dieser Effekt, dass eben mehrere Leute gleichzeitig zuhören, ist Chris Mann im Zusammenhang mit seinen Radioarbeiten wichtig. Wie bereits Wittgenstein zu sagen pflegte, so etwas wie eine private Sprache gibt es nicht. Radio ist ein Medium, das man mehr zufällig als bewusst hört. Und Chris Mann sympathisiert sehr mit dem Gedanken, dass man dem zufällig Gehörten eigentlich mehr Bedeutung beimisst als jenen Aussagen, die direkt an einen gerichtet sind.
There is something about them which informs their intelligibility by virtue of the fact that several people are doing this at the same time. Which is Wittgenstein's definition, I mean, how it is that there is no such thing as a private language. Okay. And I like to think of the medium as somehow a third thing, or as I think of it as the medium as something which overhears something. And I'm very interested in this idea of that one privileges that which one overhears. So that which is heard accidentally is somehow privileged and has much more credibility than that which one intends to listen to.
Hören Sie nun aber Chris Mann solo mit Virtuoso Thinking for Several Invited Words, ein Stück speziell fürs Radio gestaltet und produziert. Virtuoso Thinking for Several Invited Words, so Chris Mann, spekuliert mit dieser in ihrer Art und Weise sehr eigenen Konversation, die Wörter miteinander führen.
The tragedy of knowledge puts up against the guy in the past facts that funnels of habit cause, opinions are fast avoided, lots of fun apart. Logic proposes the argument for existence is one of those narrative styles. The economy is an argument for which one can't think. The distributes violence and less subtle forms. Proof after remains external things. And there's Grice in hesitation like Carney, skepticism without a self method, the pathetic so one can listen to. And then this will coincide with chance talks to, I mean, really. On selling knowledge is a copy of the real status, but double quit tips. 2 plus 2 is a figure of speech. And the metaphysics are light, a steep ornamentation, synthetic transcendence. Once on the psychology of time, smoke gets out of cyclone ships like a staff, repeats its duration, tax facts, a couple, 3, 4, which rhymes with it, cheese, past. Hides facts and understandings, sort of future, and the repetition suit, a bunch of everys. That's a picture purpose, you'll do to have consciousness, acts like an idea, does not run. Milk, and the square root of proof. There's no ethics in the past, because it's an idol you jerk the source of past, and tempting you not as that, in fact. It's not under what you can claim, not yet. It is not, therefore. Reason is a plural of cause. Too bad. It's a single wrong. A symbol is a which has a use by date. Science have sell buys. In neither case, it's either. Transcendence always paranoid claims due to doubt. It's self-conscious and see. My mom and onic went to see. Knowledge of men is a form of being an experience of privilege. Of dark, the nominee card of gaga. So, sir. Use is the first fiction. Favorites, I forget. Speech. It goes from ear to ear, the accusative ears, to infer from pictures the world is real, that ours is a definition, so ear to consciousness that defines self-existence, knowledge of dialogue without an ethics, the object that it rents itself a subject, an opportunist. Time is that outside itself, confessed to and naive, why don't it mean to judge the past, and on the ransom due to ignorance, and our question made is say, per se, spasm, derived knowledge is that form of logic that fails to improve the world, differences that form transcendence is a way of inducing uncertainty, action is of ambiguous duration, a sick imminence, how much such a do, representation exclusively present, now why, as an event horizon, common sense makes a reasonable cup of tea, but between a paradox in uterine, all the distinction about the ethic, a vigilant, and effective decoration, heaven, the divorce from an object, I mean, like the given is unethical to the extent that it's incomplete. Metaphors, the privatization of the real invisible religion, the difference that fails to reduce your identity, a surrogate indication puts its orders in. The impossibility of the system's always being in the system cause, and the identification, spies of interest of maybe, a CISO sent to contaminate, a couple of advisors in different translation as original language only good of. The idea, they are part of something that survives, in other words, secure, that dresses as body, refines music as a limitable language, attack, the corruption being of, attack. Words, paranoid sounds that mutate as culpable, seem so dire, therefore function without redeeming social reports. It's pornographic rumours, said. So this is merely decorative type translation, thick like public, some sort of binary being. Capital, like a mob example, wax. The limit is both disposable music, open by memory, and narcissistic, pleasure would rather drab experiment. Looking the other way, the fetish of dependence music, which is one of the few legal ways of finding time, is now the only drug available for international health accounting. And the inability to mourn, the aesthetic, prosthetic, Bob each way, if you'll excuse the subject type ranks, anxious fact that I describes, it's a vertical guild. The ideal of passive idea is thus not an explanation. Not knowing what it knows. The subject, like any patient, other example, is obsessionally neurotic about being used. Of course, by object, the mode of style that therefore subs, a symptom, an amateur, please, a pun, or a portology, thus in lose dags guarantees, at least pretends a hypochondria. Translates experiences, names, but you still look like a man. And I mean, being the ability is difference being a form of speech is if identical indifference on every cynics adapts to consciousness. The allegorical event is that which assigns something else as cures, an axiom, psychology, and deductions, identities go into principle required by a 10. My mind, the motives and historians, for fop fallacy, too bad, the fuck's bastard. In the expectant cause, I mean, it learns. But the promise immaterialist who solvents and nobots and functions more other stuff for doing a data, like possible illusion, the placebos are rigorous of typicals and subtle as a thing, of course, unthinkable, but during, I mean, any language, thanks, can should be ideal, let's say pause or falls and other dolls will do, and cause ideation itself is a warm prop, and utter, the reference reps is so to use, the fiction thinks it's what's said to them, what's romance, the object is a death for the subject of recognition of the suffering, and would seem like the retrograde happens to be quite naive, but none, one, there is. there's all the history of science, what's the words, words come, now is in proof, like agreement is the thought of words, of sound. And I had some sort of imperfect duration being like, but at the same time, the hypocrite claims not yet, and if ignorance weren't so much like a perfect truth, there wouldn't be so damn complacent like any of this is a definition of things. Oh, I mean, your absence is none of my proof, but mine as well. Metaphor. It is often memory, just one that seems shut up, a bunch of letters looking for the same word, which is the word and I. But, and as a victim, the self, reason chickens question, and knowledge is impatient, looks like a sentence evidence, the decorative cause, and stupid. I mean, a word is something that does learning, conjugates almost. I mean, do and I, the negative language and cause, the word's got ears, they joke, blame, pain, permission, the weakness, chucks, recite, reply, right, a query of reportable truth, the positive is the word thing, what's in our mind, fact, irony, a responsible name, fiction, the two abstract nouns on one occasion, make the shadow of a paradox, sit still, the mind is just some place to dunk a word, Bill. The word, fairly distinct, past and present, casuals of memory, and distracts one's running synonyms of one, and being a slave to itself, it's a modest and different horizon as a bridge, but a mind, like which claims the words have rights, they're anyway transparent, but being stored by context in another world, cares a form visible thought, they've got stuff between, introgography 1-3, and orography unity, or what is the past of who, you know, what in words, comes in words, it's sound, it's argument, spice, both claim, repetition, meter, reason, more, and I've been bit, and I forget, words like words, question two legs, and I can on the run, a slapstick explanation, but I itself, by being reasonable, pain, is that a form of compassion required by hope, I'm naming the action, right, is it, the subject administers the subject and speaks, become the object, the subject requires suicide, and what? Is science fiction argue points of narrative so I can find out what it thinks? Not knowing. Is that far used by particulars? Consciousness is a betrayal, a conjugate is a failure to learn, that's adequate, being a mild form of reason, fiction is just a portal access to fact. Negation is the first reasonable synthesis on using humans to protect time and idea not to understand the idea of representation. First is bigger than water, representation shift context, context along the wall, a slightly anorexic form of understanding, change fab, duration, and the love can only open even on all this, and all those things are flattering back. Like using knife to cure a jack again. If a symptom is a way of coughing time, is yellow an experience or not, like some auxiliary paradox going aye, and redundancy of contact is I, a skeptical spoken for, so defining experiences and novel, a superstitious integrity, ain't so much narrative vis-a-vis. The design of its accomplice, music of sophisticated forms of interruption, describes acknowledgement as like a form of knowledge, and my mind, my mum, and graduate mums and functions that do it all, too, is not must too. Knowledge is a patient that may be the object act of the chemical mind, sip, think, and what up. Looks like a placebo, but really just a sued bookmaker's blues. I mean, meaning is not reproduced, it may be a meta speech, a mode of use, thus, blood, metaphor for definition, a number of courses, only a definition, not a meaning. Learning, adequate truth theory, factors of tautology, with ice, is to suede, once, suck. Words, isn't it one pearl, two, the more, gla, qua, la, from grammar to logic, you, barbecue, pretty good legs, what's the name, little on the side, and the past tense of fiction ain't quite the same. A thing, a uniform course of a small down to perceptions, likes to do as if. For cash. Factors are not an adjective unless it's blank. A metaphor is what you know to be the case. The name's not. Skeptics and the economics are spent too by which way and the psychology of knowledge. Knowledge requires now to now to know to be impossible. Language is so no subject said. Things arguments against negation, a proxy prize on, but being one word, see what they do faces in the mirror, reason of that form of existence that fucks. A language is that something that doesn't have a first word, therefore fucks too. The part of contradiction, carnal abstract, self-abuse, dull cops. The law is an external act to be a great proof of exploitation. Time. The approximation of soon. There's consciousness is some sort of a loose system of access which looks and more, it's not as anyway just a sign. And the object of knowledge, language is a crappy joke. I mean, you know that one about how Hegel bought off, and on representation is evidence, or what is a proof, it describes and causes a thin thing, does not refer, but functions are kind of weak, and embarrassed, oops, the elastic busted, hop off. Knowing. A cheap truck, something that one knows better. Truth is a badly conjugated verb, ethics is a superstitious verb for the erotic, and the decidable pronouns of the pathetics on mental ironies. One, why is nil all? Yes, a surrogate may be a parasite now, he just says, please, skeptical, skeptical, 1, 2, 3. Three, thinking so hard, anxiety is a proof of things, difficult and difficult, and the modest is anticipated on four legs, but it's a plastic form of time, a sub of all ideals and calm sums on the subject of possible future for thought, passive is past appears. Two, a fuck is of not type subjects. A fact is a name. Truth. Condition of cheese. That knowledge and objects form the agrees a priori ionic to tautology. Please. Now, because what we talk about is necessarily outside language, it's been so ishy-ish and disappointed about ain't either really real, but rubs, sobs, and thinks. What's in the pink? A noun is a dead idea or can't afford the past. Use another strip of the truth. Okay, yeah. Do Turkey. Turns things to noun. Design. Same's the art. Mr. Missional, logically real. Logic is uninformed. Therefore, matters past. What? A boy's. Will be voiced is not a contradiction to a proof, is explanation absent, so convenient logic, and as a fact, this ambiguous fat stat stacks the shelves, a question is taken looking for the exit, a repetition slow form of reading, the behavior is speaking, the truth of course is wrong, but something is defined as therapeutic illness by failure of definition, language is not that good, particularly small mind, the structure of the science, you don't say. A proposition is useful to the extent it requires proof. The truth of proposition is mentioned by the violence required refuted data. It's a correct predicate of the whether language is a useful tool for knowledge. Yes, but Bill, it kidnaps mistakes, calls them economic. An experience of identity, the symptom effect, ransoming the subject by it. Language is a proposition the walls could speak, we won't understand them. Words is cheap, it's like abstract, negative, stuttering. Oh, I agree, agree, and the communication of science use remains a form of explanation of the narrative discourses. So therefore, something is a prize. So what is a pathologic fiction? It does method as evidence. Behaviorist calculus are a fact. Residual purposes, uninteresting, reflexive, too smart by half, an offensive noun. So things that we're told you what can't come, because I'm it to me. In Greek, it's this copulous, these also are good likes, scops. When your words become a script and no longer hold their air and talk about the things he did and swear, I, B, I, are pretty close. Paranoia is a former, and the former lives the most politely. Easily wasn't it, at least not yet. It appears, and therefore lies, that it was just a bad. In lots of words, is effective, but exemplars are the myosyllogist experience another analogy's words through some sort of lies. Human, it's true, truths, it's a thought that counts. A rhymester on the burning deck. 1. Credit is an aesthetic experience. 2. A pun is a good pun. Usually. Economy of true. Fictional meaning. Metaphors by meanings and verbal dolophy. You find so what when it's not lost, flat out, quack. And being neither one nor two, the spouse, boss, cause, treat words out as price for I do. A substance becomes pink logic, a silly didn't think back. Cash has those skills of redemption. They had a word for it. It happens or quite a pimp like a price. Is that epitaph numbers a commodity that translate others normal uses, but that, you know, fuck. Anyway, it's a lousy motive. Purpose is a form of knowledge, a million sparrows out, yes, it argues time of what you do. So what do you mean, lady, see a meaning? Like was unconscious or something? The skeptical artwork, the naysay, neodon hypothesis that has identity as a problem requires another context to make sense, set up mundane hands on me. 2. A context is an object with a gun, it minds the future, the target of the entrepreneur. Explanation, irony, what the future no day offers, quite the metaphor for doubt. Cheese and officially past tense, yo-yo, which is yellow propaganda. Syntax, possible context, therefore. Use statements as a change of style. Any response to language is called meaning. It's how we know that English cheats. The word is a parody of sense. Sense is one of those transparent things. An impatient musing of varieties of progressive problems. Give it an A that's ungrammatical or an intention of medium dictionary of science and narrative. Too bad. Plural. The difference between this and that and this is not a metaphor. Use. A noun. A poem on its last leg. The romance of the subject. An example is more interesting than that. Rhymes clear with anything. Except your logic cause. Want to be an noun. Escape your syntax. Karma cola. A sentence is an I, and ifs and buts, it is information is transcended, only I makes it thus. Objects are like agree, objects are with please agree with knowledge, they are for all the predicates. A syllogist of E. Thing is about double entry books. Puts up properties, calls a form, cash, the decorative reason, the guarantees, a proposition's thing, an epigram of fake use. Art is one of those homogenized truths, then dogs of politics of answers. Similarity, facts, that, statements, exchange for maps, subject, exes, guarantor, and banks, the self, a side effect, is the function of a want, and being an object for struggle about it, come on, displaying to the sublime demand, which will a perfect act of attacks only where interest only looks like the principle, and in goes a prompter with what, the one where philosophy makes words disappear, supposed to present symptom, probable fate, a behaviorist. An existentialist on the pill, the pad of facts, the life of knowledge. Pictures, a fiction, on its knees, doing double duty on this side of words. Bids, a thing, of course, needs to follow its absence. This is how ontology on the rocks, a late domesticated prophet. It survives context, expects to forget that place takes place. A self-consciousness of genic abortions and the why. Anyway, what a third person without the noun of anything. Now, as, almost, intentions are strong. It is removed from facts, but what's what a mistake? Like habit, pretend you. Signs up a subject and then ad hoc, a pseudo-lib, objects of consciousness and things as copy dips a week, if not tries, to form. On describing that which is not a map, a pathologic sympathy, or bought, soft, sap, climb, the stoic is conscience, fire, production, sound, logic, like self is a boundary of resort, requires ifs, and is thereby purposely ideal, when however if depends, it's up, none is intent, none's up, you, someone is just the name. An example. Meaning. A genetic copying of data, so therefore reasonable compromise. It refers and reproduces selves, processes, tools, as media with nowhere else to go, as exemplars. It's a resistance, a hosted, beautiful noun, sympathetic, dubby dub, the stool, took in, is the stoop, a look, but of course saying, but not saying, a cipher clock on some conditions redeems the Harris praxis of soggy truth, with that, plus and minus, pump truth, transcends his experience in altering. Father's practical sin, axiom, right, the ideal client, existence, the analogy, the internal, a victim, a box hug, a virus, sign. A value judgment is thus a work of art, for example, the pathos of having your head fucked with. I mean, is Pepsi a reasonable metaphor for coke, and is therefore sentimental, that is, a software, poxed, or more, it is other selfish, allergic to the subject status by the modeling word, I can't remember what. Are you? or what I call a pre-rationalizationalist, is now every language is an organ that localizes anxiety of an surplus, the psychology of one cadaver, and you know, being outside words, words up as nouns, with what adequates the self-conscious into the past of the knowledge practice reason, the same crime of mind, listening does being, speech is the only intervention, the way things are, you know, does anything on the first person in the review, I mean, yeah, the final point of truth is a chapter of the game, extracting the paper barrocks wants. Dear God, approximate, had, an ideal lot, deny, nice, quasi, and a negative name that has facts, existence, a non-trivial form of self-deception, and I have quiet and private minds, rhymes, a context arising using meaning to determine content, is the property of sense, the system of differences that's supposed to transcend the gullible by speaking well, an alphabet. Boutique data, architecture, the philosophy of objects, existences of any Einstein structures, processes, I mean, what's knowledge and not work, an economy of subject, art, agreement, the old blackmail, the sentiment of need concerns itself, a mildly wrong, incompetent patient, language is that music produced by the relative inability that rain to oxidize your guess, it has standard English text from 1958, a mistake, on addition of consciousness and ordering obituaries, proof is definition, help. Context. The ambitious tautology and the fetish of self-reference, the pornography of detail, the amnesia, lost logic, common sense, what? Language. The skeptical paradox is about threat, respect, the way back cement, she said. A slogan of an art, yeah, grammar steals ignorance, turns now to discourse the failed attempt of economics. There's that. Nativity criticism, the district squares, a parody of the subject, repairs too true. The fact cash bros let so-called English maps are unreasonable in English, the aesthetics of the self was on some gratuitous learning effect. The truth mimics evil in undergoes, it would the wank taste for negatives. Reference by Kant on describing knives, a mere like meaning, the words don't agree, the others have always seen other mistakes in language. Some easy-ish standard competence, experience, sticky fiction, Disney, and export logic. Claim says the cheapest way to say the same. Normally, the romance of the writer's bind, words, of course, are reasonable things, are opportunists. That anyway is a selfish mess, it's a moral mess, the toy bank, a vanity of mind. Otherwise, do not know. Utopia statements, attempts time to end, to make an article of resistance and approximate lazy materialism's reason and need, so compromised senses of meter, the literal character of the subject, bureaucracy in the found objects, cult of indifference, transcends, pedantic life patients, that mystified, incarnate, suffering, and disappointed evidence, more of all, the victim is proof and therefore an accomplice, the fat as a fact factor looking to agree. Language was developed as an anti-malarian immune system with consciousness as a side effect, and non-doctory five, that aid of negation, absence of cause of the transcendence of a whole, and somewhat ironic else. Autographs are produced third-party just. Intelligence, the capacity to suffer in terms of knowing possible, is as alienated from practice as reason that defines duration by waiting from now to maybe. To write a spot of fatalist, a list of criteria screen hypocrisies to doing time, a moral outcome is, of course, not moral. Understanding requires a broccoli and mediocre. So, pity fiction on the pot in a nine charity speech is a pluperfect act or what? To subdue, to find, confess itself, transcendentless, it survives the truth, and stupidly attacks reason onto example, sees all sorts of sloppy symptoms that only seem to interrupt those rather simple dreams, but the output of justice and exuded truism is just big, what plots of logic. Pronouns. Names and limits of pain. So one of the attractions of language is you can't believe in it. Perhaps in some practical limerick sense. Use description is the only reasonable way to connect facts, an agent, the act of meaning. That being to use my mind, the mother tongue, sparring 2D, DDT, and other in time actions, to be a tautology in 2 legs, the witnesses' own criteria is not a proof, a joke, it's just a miscarriage of logic, a fact, reasonably repeat, a language, an abstract speech act, then there was that, I mean, when you come to think of it. What does it mean to make a decision where none is possible? Well, negation is, of course, anthropomorphic, conjugated, matters up there, value, risk, pension, fact, explains. What then? Mass has its as, good as, downturn, positiveness into opportunism, negation, going to be reasonable, a household, metaphysical grammar, deduction, after all, is not what you'd call an hypothesis. Well, fuck you, too. A pseudosonnet. A production on instrumental value, and on the poverty of the unconscious process, a lazy pathos, a mere capitalism, and on the irony of nouns. In the information economy, consumption is a matter of aesthetics. Matter is an issue of excess. Why is a reasonable explanation, precocious compliance, compassion, indifferent, indulgence, the rocks, cause? I mean, oversimplification is a lot. Nice denial, a symptom without context itself, a serious as a disease definition, memory clash, a cure, subjective smuggling standards, as fires, but the use, a medium, a transitional object. A question. But a double entry act. It's up to no ear, no theft. A priori, the aphorism of fiction, fatal narrative, short, I'm obliged. No, narcissist. Conversation, the science of meaning, the poor man's question, sloppy metaphor in pants, hands up. Some sort of forensic present. Eyes that interrogate the poor with bums on seat and entertains you. Just fucking common sense. Truth turns the world apart. Agreement, first of all. ego, ditto, and the cleats, CIO definition, being as an object of knowledge, on the pleasure of the self, psychology's intentional deduction, do's and don'ts, being that which may be thought but not remembered, a mock-up of experience, pain, a tree self-righteousness, only understands for effect that knowledge is only logically parasite says, using mouse to fill in holes, syntax is a non-invasive truth, what depends on when, so there, I mean, being outside of language, a word, oh, it's just a subtle form of yeah, looks, just like a question, it aims to be jealous. Some like ego's a last and don't you know? A pink fact narratives. And a bit tough for the passing numbers of mind and little finds. Like, only language is greater risk and being redirected, explanation inside as a witness, a question without a weight, a memory without object, a hook, a voyeur proof sight, and acknowledge facts that but she does with some sort of experience. The matter is that form of collapse and non-locality that requires a cost, it is pathologically suffered as a mnemonic. As a form of clairvoyance, repetition makes a mind fetish, the naive ambition is aesthetics, a disease unconscious, therefore says time is simply wrong, a fabric of disappointing, some good proof of self. Symptoms is just thinking drag of the theory, it needs an it to keep it warm. Rumans thus propose something as a cure, sure, to be to do, performative signification, euthanasia of reason. I mean, like, there are no humble questions. Oh.
Virtuoso Thinking for Several Invited Words. Eine aktuelle Radioarbeit von dem australischen Soundpoeten und Radiokünstler Chris Mann, der im Mittelpunkt der ersten Folge der Kunstradioserie Australian Radio and Sound Art steht. Bevor wir Ihnen eine weitere Arbeit dieses großen Meisters der Soundpoesie präsentieren, drehen wir das Rad der Geschichte ein wenig zurück.
Ars Electronica. Hundegeschichten.
Heute ist nämlich nicht das erste Mal, dass wir Arbeiten von Chris Mann spielen. Im Rahmen eines Australien-Schwerpunktes während einer langen Nacht der Radiokunst, initiiert vom Kunstradio anlässlich der Ars Electronica 1989, realisierte Mann das Projekt Hundegeschichten. Über das oberösterreichische Regionalradio forderte Chris Mann die Bevölkerung auf, Hundegeschichten zu erzählen. Ein Aufruf, dem vielfach Folge geleistet wurde. Hundegeschichten, so Mann damals in einem Interview mit einem Redakteur des oberösterreichischen Landesstudios, sind wie Couplets oder einfache Gedichtformen oder Schulstundenpläne. Formal sind sie einander sehr ähnlich und aus eben dieser Ähnlichkeit könne man eine Art Logik ableiten. Auch wenn es dann natürlich diese feinen Unterschiede sind, die die einzelnen Geschichten auszeichnen. Die Kriterien bei einer näheren Betrachtung der Hundegeschichten seien letztendlich dieselben, die man auch bei der Beurteilung eines Kunstwerkes anwendet. Es geht um Ähnlichkeiten und Muster. In diesem Sinne sind Hundegeschichten eine Untersuchung von Versionen.
Unsere Trotterhündin hat im 84er aus der Wildbahn nur einmal 3 Junge gekriegt. Und dann waren die Jungen 14 Tage alt, hat sie vor mir voller Wut 2 Tage um unseren Stall umgehetzt, ganz wild. Und auf einmal haben wir miau, miau gehört. Und dann ist ein ganz kleines Katzel, haben wir gesehen. Ich habe ihr Milch gegeben und habe gestreichelt. Und der Hund, der mag ja keine Katze. Wir haben keine gehabt und einer Jagdhund ist an und für sich Katzenfeind für eine Fremde. Jetzt haben wir gesagt, Jesse, so ein kleines Mutzi müssen wir gehen lassen. Jesse, so ein kleines Mutzi muss man gehen lassen. Und nach einer halben Stunde haben wir gesagt, umbringen tut das nicht mehr. Hat ihm nichts mehr getan. Und nach 2 Tagen auf einmal, wir trauten unsere Augen nicht, jetzt ist das kleine Katzel und sauft beim Hund beim ersten Tuten fahren. Weil 3 hat es ja gehabt. Und die haben alle gesoffen miteinander. Und wie die Hunde dann größer geworden sind, hat sie die Katze mit dem Schwarf gespielt für die Kleinen. Und der Hund ist öfters allein gelegen und die Katze hat allein dann beim Hund gesoffen. Und wenn fremde Leute gekommen sind, die haben das Katzel nicht angreifen dürfen, genauso wie ihre Hunde nicht. Und dann 6 Wochen drauf, haben von der Nachbarschaft Leute auf die Nacht spazieren gegangen, haben gesagt, mei, da ist unser Katzel. Wir haben 2 Katzel gekriegt und eins ist gleich davon. Haben sie überall gesucht und nirgends haben wir es gefunden. Und wir haben uns überlegt, wer wird uns die Katze gebracht haben. Und sie haben es dann da lassen, weil sie gesagt haben, sie bleibt uns sowieso nicht mehr. Rennen sie wieder davon. Und der Hund und die Katze, die haben alle zeitlebens gut beieinander gewesen. Im Winter, wenn es kalt gewesen ist, sind sie zusammengeschlafen. Und unser Hund, der lebt jetzt nicht mehr, aber auf das denken wir nur über.
Hundegeschichten, ein Projekt von Chris Mann anlässlich der Ars Electronica 1989, bei der die oberösterreichische Bevölkerung aufgerufen war, ihre ganz persönliche Hundegeschichte zu erzählen. Und noch eine ältere Arbeit von Chris Mann wollen wir Ihnen vorstellen, bevor wir wieder in das aktuelle Schaffen des vielseitigen Künstlers eintauchen. Als Chris Mann in den 80er Jahren im Rahmen eines Artist-in-Residence-Programms für den ABC, den öffentlich-rechtlichen Rundfunk Australiens, arbeitete, überraschte er seine Kollegen häufig mit seiner eher unüblichen Vorstellung von einem Musikprogramm. Die leichte Verschiebung, die Sie an dieser Version von Shaking All Over von Johnny Kidd and the Pirates vielleicht irritiert hat, rührt daher, dass es sich eigentlich um zwei Songs in einem handelt. Während er nämlich auf dem einen Stereokanal das Original abspielte, spielte Chris Mann auf dem anderen Stereokanal gleichzeitig eine Coverversion. Eine Reihe mehrerer derart überarbeiteter Songs trägt den Titel Covers. Ein Projekt, mit dem Mann auf die Art und Weise anspielte, wie man die heimische Popmusikindustrie in Australien in den 50er und 60er Jahren zu fördern pflegte. Neue Singles aus Amerika und England wurden, bevor sie vom ABC gespielt wurden, an australische Bands vergeben. Diese hatten dann 2 bis 3 Wochen Zeit, eine Coverversion zu produzieren, welche schließlich 3 Wochen lang im Radio zu hören war. Erst danach wurde das eigentliche Original präsentiert.
In the late 50s and early 60s, the way they protected the local music industry was they unionized it in a certain way. American and English singles that were produced were given to a local band to make a cover of or another version to try and reproduce it. And this local version was given preferred airtime. The band were given about between 2 and 3 weeks to make the copy, or the copy is the... is a prejudiced word already. And then they were given 3 weeks preferred airtime. And so it was only after 5 weeks that the original was then released.
Chris Mann interessierte im Zusammenhang mit dem Projekt Covers, wie Englisch als internationale musikalische Sprache funktioniert. Er fragte sich, wie Leute in Asien und im pazifischen Raum Englisch lernen, und stellte fest, sie lernen Englisch über den Rock'n'Roll. Englisch hat klangliche Eigenheiten wie etwa Diphthonge und Nasalierungen, die es in anderen Sprachen nicht gibt. Als musikalische Sprache wurde Englisch daher erst in der Post-Strawinsky-Schönberg-Ära interessant, da es sich nicht eignet, klassisch oder romantisch zu singen. Immer wieder kritisiert Chris Mann die Entwicklungen in der oralen Sprachkultur, die geprägt ist durch den vorherrschenden Einfluss des Englischen in der Musik. Für Mann ist die Beschäftigung mit Sprache ein populäres und soziales Thema. Viele Jahre arbeitete er intensiv mit der australisch-britischen Künstlergruppe Art and Language zusammen. Indem er eine Quintessenz des gesprochenen australischen Englisch destilliert und eine demokratischere, authentischere Form des Sprachgebrauchs in der Literatur aufzeigt, versucht er, die Fesseln der englischen literarischen Tradition zu überwinden. Dazu kommen fallweise elektronische Verfremdungen, die seinen Texten eine besondere radiophone Note verleihen. So auch in Humility on Eating Your Words, die 2. aktuelle Arbeit von Chris Mann, die heute noch auf unserem Programm steht. Aufgenommen hat sie der mittlerweile in New York lebende Künstler im Harvest Works Studio gemeinsam mit David Watson. Begleitet wurde er vom Percussionist Jim Pugliese. Und natürlich geht es auch hier um die Vielfalt und die Widersprüchlichkeit der menschlichen Sprache. All unsere Ideen, so Chris Mann, existieren gewissermaßen auf unserer Zungenspitze. Aber wenn wir sie dann beschreiben und erklären sollen, scheinen sie plötzlich vergessen. Was man weiß, kann man nicht denken. Wissen wird zu einer Art Zensur. Und genau diese paradoxe Situation ist es, die Chris Mann in seinem Stück Humility on Eating Your Words umschreibt.
Very sympathetic to the irritant theory of knowledge. Those ideas that exist on the tip of your tongue, but which you can't quite remember. Or those things that you understand until you are asked to explain them. So there is a proposition that that which you know is that which you can't think. So that knowledge then becomes a form of censorship. So it's dealing with those sorts of issues without just indulging them as being a paradox. It's that they're somehow socially dangerous and useful. I mean, dangerous in a positive sense. Sorry.
The United States did not declare war on Serbia. It did not declare war on the euro. It's the same strategy was used against the Soviet ruble. NATO, the foreign policy of the European Union, has been coerced into an arms race to arms standardisation. Agricultural subsidies were the first to go, and then, well, for it's the First World War trade war, except this time it's about who does business in China. What's anyway wrong with a, let's say, bicameral electoral system where everyone has 5 votes, which they can spend in the countries of their choice? The bird. As something said or something else, and as here the big decision is to choose yourself, psychology, the failure of truth, the etiquette and prejudice, or representations of bias, the neurotics of a noun. Knowledge, that which is the same as object, a standard of consumption. Sleep is a distant industrialization of absence. A sweet, inappropriate idea. But didn't understood what he didn't say, like flu. You want to use English on that shit? But like the juvenile dinger of the waltz was a thing in an unconscious thought, a latent elastic. A cue for pay, didn't mate? Proof. Is what a fact calls therapy, a non-sequitur fact. No symptoms that explain. It's a fact, it's just a poor grand. It was cure, sure. If knowledge then were its own cure, then it fuck then. The other distinction, a little pretty too, sure on a barter. Psychological is better. Said to want is the convenience effect. Like a prick she was, rewards the prize herself, says Ella read it too, can like, and you know, it, because it's just a cheap regress, and necessarily said, a fucking bastard off, what's the bet? Context is by nature a premature. Satisfaction is repressed by both the metaphysics of the idea, then the dull, irrelevant, melancholic, disappointed distinction, hysteric, in which identity is compensation, more some generic side effect of object addresser, some knowledge of changeful logical blush, and the obsessionally ill. Use just fact by distract, a pathology of it that sublimates of this with biscuits, tacky. There remain those languages that fail to conceive of identity, and yes, I'm trying to say, well, it's not the same as naff, see, so soon, don't make me laugh, some, so would it make a bit then a talking point? An object, maps, wanks, and butter thanks, my cash, others use you. You, dear ideal, lock a lock, one thief and toss a frame, voyeurs is modest a crime, blah blah. I'm negation only trick of light perspective and the reflexive breakfast. All to deja vu to go. The hunt, being the narrative of what was lost, understanding is that form of thought that confuses action with the thing itself, a desire, a category mistake of 2 plus 2, greed, is that fact, a contemplate itself, an ideal gratuity, the art, etc., in fact, a passive-aggressive are, I mean, is thus a definition, love, the laugh, the use. Pink, the science of me, nights, is a failure of the vendor, true, the whole in mate, she, an apocryphal use, if then, of manners, a memory fan, no hips, no more calls, a functional symptom of virus, a loops, STP, stop, deficient is neither blind cause, nor eloquent. Fact, the imitation of thought, a reproach, ignorance is a part of understanding, a toy paralysis, in a city adolescence, a camp narrative, but most now intellect memories, their preferred environment, the condition of possibility, the economics of the poor. The object is just too hysterically bored, though with ambitions. To be assigned, this constitutes not an elegant advertisement of currency, the alleged transparency of time. It remains, however, too obviously neurotically immune to be allowed within the spitting distance of consciousness. History is one of the two things that can confirm the truth. And although solidarity is the only useful form of knowledge, ignorance fails to prove hypocrisy. I mean, the idea of an oppressive whim is what you use when you can't afford a memory that decoratively over to military, competitively obsequious. All eloquence is insane. The irritating thing about abstraction is that it's so bloody patient. My point, the dilettante. Marketing the past, 2 for 1. Curating the exhibition of doubt had been more taxing, he said. Taste. Let me please be jealous, please, of at least the context, and if not the context, then at least of me. A dimension is a metaphor with wig, a story with a rubber. A subject is a tickler that agrees, an object with a pretty cover. As guilty as a judge in eight, I as that fails to be a fact. Value is a plural of fact. A function is something that's wrong. Bitch. And the poor symptoms? Description is a symptom. The vendor represents a mark when picks a price she thinks he'll pay. Buttoned up with not yet and fixed for string. Logic, the professional example, shops for tin. You. The last fact standing. Syntax, the first proof of poverty. A context having a break. A picture is language without facts. A being something that looks, pictures is idle. A pink white lie. What suits are used? Fast, the name of running varies the fiction. And me, always. The altruism of doubt, and as in shades, a fact is only a totality of facts, a quack quack on a bond to picture as. A context is a pathetic fact of sweet too sweet, values of marketing home of guilt, and all day similar type of not yet. But maybe it's no prosthesis. If there are 5 facts, how many are blocked? a ghost of a story, all stories are ghosts, and the accidental ignorance. There is no law of non-contradiction. It's not because the bullet got there first, it hurts. French, I mean, is an object. In English, it has no plural for some. Imply and die. The journalist is a petty tyrant, lord of all, she understands. She does no pay to advertise, and indeed the ad's a nice part. When in the desert, blame the sand is what she calls advice. The audience sells her status as victim for the right to beg. Information, a sort of slapstick advertisement for years, that recognises itself as accident. The accident of economics is its transparency of power. And now that science has been professionalised as a resistance to data, data is a dictionary of non-answering questions, we've got a lot of words to figure out the narrative more. Oh, to the nostalgia of the private majority, silence is not the shadow of a sound, it's copyright indifference. The only lesson learnable from capitalism is that it is evidently possible to magically control things at a distance. The distance works. The refugees are the sole definition of civil society. The subject is just some old joke left out in the rain. The punchline don't fit no more. And the context is moved. Proof. The last luxury. The U effect. The tech, a card, a better left, lying mask, alarm, and she, forgotten by the experience, knowledge, that entertainment that defines a group, decorated complicity. Neurosis. Suffering the truth is cause, a thing like a thing it was, a gift is a technology of the ideal, a dare me faux pas, a form of knowledge, the stupidity of the self, the demise of context from the knock on shop and sky, it's no spit, no tip, of course, I, original grief, indulge your responsibility. Difficulty. Them in a stage of justice, a subpoena of grace. Cause, I mean, expelled from time, is to a reason, subset of nice. Like a knowledge of the stupidity of thought, a nostalgia for existence, a negation of cheap neurosis, the insomnia of thanks, a noise malicious and transcendent, and there, fact, is just technique for Christmas. And therefore, solely will you. Facts. Ensure the paid, the transcendent, true and waiting, more schmear than shit to scale, forgive the gift, the fact being the thanks that get its bit, the eye of bribery, and bail the debt. An example with a handle and a pet. The word, not so smug as it is a fuck. The event. The objectifying subject, the media, pug, metaphor for there, a toy voice, a brick of a word that, using cups and such to listen to ears, tears the air and all cut up, she plugs the cunt and drops him in. The hostage and the scapegoat. The eavesdrop is a partial object that quasi likes its beer. Art being the profession of the second chance is none too clear as to which tis too dear and drops a blush on deja too with his poor queer that wants to me than you. People you talk to are 33 times more likely to do you a mortal violence than people you don't talk to. Guns is a domestic plight, and now the gun lobby wants you to talk to people you don't even know. Irony. The cheapest test for identity, cheaper even than profit and a kid, a variable dictionary of same's compliance, and the plural of nice, the blind and narcotic, a word its own metaphor and so intense, ain't quite the same. I had in mind. You getting a lend of me? Fine end. Sex. facsimile, bitch, the blink irritant, the style. Reason is the attempted defense of the object. Ego. Words, one of the early ways of losing language. A bourgeois symptom, expelled as it was from the subject of the name. Of its and ends, unlike an a priori what and breaches, it adequates. Time, a matter of inertia. An imperative thens. Evidence is vicarious. Fear is the clunky metaphor, the pathos of the excuse. The subject is ambition, so knowledge is thus both the avarice and travesty of art, a popular diction, a secret and syllabic suicide of assumptions brought on by meaning, an aptitude for the present, for representation, a failure of eternity. The intimacy of indifference, see you and write, a knowledge carnal and implied, feedback to automatic self, things by the dictionary what I had said, values constructed out, a distract, arming that which spies, by time and capital, ooh, something rhymes. Time. The proof of consciousness without a self, anxiety, its guarantor, or the hypocritical adjective of the white. So please keep your hands against the wall. Bites and necks and blames ballistic, which was better the off switch. The strategic present, the best bet, negative of them, the X of anything. You. Are my fault clause?
Yes, the mystery percussion of
now. And now, the first map of imminence, the modesty of proof. A decorative diagnosis, approach complacency of crisis, though negation of the acute alternative to depression, the parody evolve. Definition, surplus value, 101. The agent of outwork, finance, when then the hyperbole for one more experience is just a lazy factor. Annoyed. The ability to find something to learn.
Humility on Eating Your Words, ein aktuelles Stück von dem australischen Soundpoeten und Radiokünstler Chris Mann, der die Radiokunstszene Australiens entscheidend mitgeprägt hat. Percussion Jim Bugliesi. Auch nächste Woche hören Sie wieder eine Sendung im Rahmen unseres Schwerpunktes Australian Radio and Sound Art. Diesmal mit aktuellen Arbeiten von Ian Purse und Andrew Yankin. Und noch ein Programm-Highlight wollen wir Ihnen heute schon verraten. Die australische Künstlergruppe Machine for Making Sense, bei der auch Chris Mann seit vielen Jahren mitwirkt, wird zu uns ins Funkhaus kommen und extra für das Kunstradio ein Stück produzieren. Wann genau, wissen wir noch nicht. Aber befragen Sie von Zeit zu Zeit doch ganz einfach unsere Internet-Homepage. Dort gibt es nämlich jede Menge Infos zu unserem Australien-Schwerpunkt, auch zu älteren Kunstradiosendungen und Projekten, an denen australische Künstler und Künstlerinnen beteiligt waren und natürlich wie immer die Stücke der heutigen Sendung zum Nachhören. Die Adresse lautet
kunstradio.at.
Ich aber verabschiede mich. Gestaltet und moderiert wurde die heutige Sendung von Susanna Niedermeyer, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann, Sprecher Josef Schimmer. Im Namen des Teams wünschen wir Ihnen noch eine gute Nacht.